Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. Oh, I'm hot. You know what that means, Tina Bina.
That it's not snowing.
That I have my mic up way too loud. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you. Well, we were just gone for just a minute, but I'm glad you came back.
I thought about it. I'm here.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us this morning. And our thanks to American Senior Communities for their continued support. We're going to talk about American Senior Communities right now. In fact, we're going to go out to Rosegate.
Hello.
Beautiful Rosegate. Meet the director of leasing, although we've met him many times, Mark Wallace. Hello, Mark.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Who did you bring with you today?
I have Courtney Crudy with me.
Courtney Crudy. Hi, Courtney.
Good morning.
That's a fun name to say. I think it's a fun name to say. Courtney, you are an elder law attorney.
Yes, I am.
How did you decide to go into that direction?
Well, it's kind of a family business.
It's a family business.
Yes.
So you're not in it to make a whole lot of money.
Well, we're in it to make some.
Well, and I think, you know, elder law is one of those things I keep telling, you know, students that come through at Joy's House for internships or for volunteer experiences. Whatever area of life you want to go into, if you're going to do something in elder care, you know, focus on the aging population, there's going to be a need for what you're doing. And elder care is, from a lawyer perspective, is no different, right?
No, it's really a growing area. And there are very few elder law attorneys that are to meet the need.
And what kind of things do you specialize in? Because I'm going to be honest, you start talking about law and documents and I'm ready for a nap or to check out because it's just not, that part of my brain just doesn't wake up very well. I don't understand it. So in very simple terms, what kinds of things do you do for people?
I do a lot of estate planning. So that's your power of attorney, healthcare representative, basic will. Everybody should have those documents, whether you are 18 or whether you are 95. Everyone should have those documents.
Do you know how many people I know that don't have those documents?
I bet a bunch.
And people with small children.
They need them.
Yeah, and it's not hard to do, right?
No, they are fairly simple documents. They're fairly inexpensive. Even in our office, it doesn't cost a lot to come talk to me and have us do those documents, and we can do them very quickly for you.
So, explain a little bit about if you don't have those documents, what's going to happen?
Well, if something were to happen to you, and you don't have a healthcare representative or a power of attorney, very likely your family will have to get a guardianship over you to make the necessary decisions, especially if you are unmarried and something happens to you and you are in the hospital and unable to take care of your affairs. A guardianship is many times the only available remedy, and that requires going to see a judge, going to a hearing. It's very expensive. Anytime you're talking about an attorney going to a court hearing, it gets really expensive really fast when you can solve all of that with two basic documents, your healthcare representative, power of attorney.
So let's put this in simple visual terms, because that is the part of my brain that wakes up. Okay. So I am, let's say something's happened. I love you, honey, but let's pretend I'm single for just a second. So I'm single and something happens to me and I don't have my documents in order. So Terry and Candace, you're my sisters, and they're going to be taking care of me, but now they're going to have to take emotional and physical time away from me in the hospital bed to go and meet with an attorney and go get this guardianship?
That's correct.
Okay, have fun with that, ladies.
Thank you. I'm grateful.
When the reality is, a month ago, I could have come to see you.
Yes.
Made a simple phone call.
Yes.
Made an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Come in. We'd spend about how much time together?
When talking about a basic will and healthcare representative and power of attorney, 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay, so our tops.
Mm-hmm.
I spend about how much money? Just give or take a couple hundred.
Probably $200 to $250.
Okay. I make an appointment, I come in, I spend an hour with you at most,
mm-hmm.
for a couple hundred dollars,
mm-hmm.
and I get all the documents in order. Do I have to do anything to prepare for this meeting with you?
You need to know who you want to be your representative. Who do you want to be making decisions for you should you be unable to?
Okay.
So you need to know who that person is. You need to know... If you're going to go ahead and do a will, you need to have a basic idea of how you want your assets distributed at your death. Who do you want to have handling your estate after you're deceased? Those basic items need to be thought about before you come in.
Okay, but I don't have to go run around town and collect paperwork and all that.
No.
I just come with my brain.
No, just come with your brain.
And then I leave, and you put all the paperwork together for me.
Yes.
And now when I'm in the hospital bed, my sisters can come and be with me and not have the stress of having to go do legal stuff.
That's correct.
You're welcome.
You know, here's the thing. I actually did it for you online, so there could have been could have missed a few steps. And that's the problem with online, because a lot of people do think, well, I'll just do it here for free online. And time and time again, you hear about those that have done that and made some big mistakes by not having someone that knows what they're doing like you.
Right? That is correct.
Yeah.
Some of the online forms are great. Some of them are lacking. Some of them aren't tailored specifically to your needs. And that's what we do in our office, is we make sure that those documents meet your needs.
What about, because as we've got Mark Wallace sitting here with Rosegate, which is an American senior community, most residents in nursing homes, where does their funding come from?
It depends on where they are, either in a nursing home or in an assisted living. In an assisted living, their funding can come from, and Mark can speak more to this, but from their assets, their sale of their real estate or their home. And then there's also the opportunity, if they are a veteran or if their spouse was a veteran, to receive VA benefits to help offset some of the cost of assisted living.
Okay, so hold on, because Terry loves when we talk about veterans benefits, so I know she's going to ask a question about that. But all their paperwork can be done in advance with you as well.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Why do we have so many veterans that are in trouble right now when it comes to their benefits? And is it because it's confusing, or what do you think? Either Mark or either of you. Courtney?
Well, I know when we're talking about assisted living, the assisted living benefit from the VA, one of the things we run into is families just don't know about it. That's one of the first conversations that I have with families is talking about the funding, because assisted living is going to be more of a private pay venture.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to make sure funding is, we want to make sure, one, we're going to meet your needs, but also families need to look at what the bottom dollar is going to be. And one of the first things I always ask is, are you a veteran? Was your dad a veteran? Was your mom, was somebody in the service? Because that's a great resource we can tap into that nobody knows about. And that's why we always promote that benefit from the very beginning.
And Courtney Crudy, you're the elder law attorney, our specialist in the room.
Yes.
You were saying that it doesn't just have to be the resident. It can be a spouse of a resident, too, that qualifies for those VA benefits?
sorry. Yes. If the spouse is a veteran, there are some benefits that can flow over to the spouse that may be in assisted living, or if the, and I hate to be stereotypical here, but if the wife of a veteran who is deceased goes into assisted living, I suppose it could be the other way around, the husband of a veteran goes into assisted living, and their spouse is deceased, that was the veteran, they can still receive spousal benefits.
See, this is why we need elder law attorneys and specialists like you, because it does get confusing.
It can get very confusing.
What's your contact information?
My contact information, I practice at Williams, Barrett, and Wolkowski. We are in Greenwood, and my number is 317-888-1121.
Excellent. And Mark, we can get you on ASC SeniorCare.com?
Absolutely.
All right. And you're with Rosegate. Thank you both for being here.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
The news is next. 93 WIBC.